Now, over these next few moments, we are here because Psalm 46 says, He makes all wars cease, and our eyes are upon Him in the midst of all the chaos that's out there. These are pivotal prayer meetings that I think will be life-changing for this church, because I'm believing this is going to bring us into a new chapter of global ministry as we begin to look beyond ourselves and look to what's happening around the world. So tonight, as we pray for Israel, they will be the first nation that we will pray for. And let me just say this, they should be the first nation that we pray for tonight. Once again, the Bible tells us, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and so shall you be a blessing. And the Bible says this in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Hallelujah. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, we bless the nation of Israel. Father, this is the apple of your eye. We will stand with them tonight. So Father, in these next few moments, help me to help us to begin to pray for your people. Help me, God, to speak clearly from your scriptures on why this is so important, God. I thank you for what you're about to do in these prayer meetings, not just these next three, four nights, but beyond of what you're gonna do, God, through these prayer meetings. And I thank you, God, for our friends from Jerusalem. I pray your blessing upon Solu, that God, you would use them around the country as they're touring right now. I just pray that the hand of God use them powerfully. There is a mighty anointing, oh God, and we bless them in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. You may be seated. I have to just say this for just one moment. It's very interesting, there's something about it when you hear the words of scripture sung in the original language that it was given in, and you begin to hear it in the Hebrew language. It was so powerful and so beautiful tonight. So thank you, Solu. Thank you for what you have done in introducing so many powerful songs. There is a term that I need for you to know today. It is the term Aliyah. It is a very important term. Aliyah, it is a Hebrew word which means it is the return of Jews from all over the world back to the land of Israel. It is a very prophetic word, and it is taking place right now. This is happening now, and you are participating in this highly prophetic moment. I don't know if you realize that. You're giving even through the mission fund. We are participating. When I was last in Israel right shortly after October 7th, I began to meet some of the most amazing Ethiopians that came back. These were Jewish believers that came from Ethiopia into the nation of Israel and met some of the most wonderful people. And now we are participating. They have discovered one of the lost tribes of Manasseh in India. And we are participating, helping to finance, bring them back on planes, back in Aliyah, back to Israel. And so you are being part of that, which is such a great blessing. Jeremiah prophesies of their return. He prophesies of this very thing that's supposed to happen. Let me read to you, because this is a very important passage that's gonna get us ready to pray tonight. Jeremiah 31, starting in verse 7. For thus says the Lord, Jeremiah says, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob. Shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I am bringing them from the north country, and I will gather them from the remote parts of the earth. Again, them, the blind and the lame, the women with the child, and she who is in labor with child together, a great company, they will return here. With weeping they will come, and by supplication I will lead them. I will make them walk by streams of water on a straight path in which they will not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare in the coastlands afar off, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and redeemed him from the hand of him who is stronger than he. They will come and shout for joy on the height of Zion, and they will be radiant over the bounty of the Lord, over the grain and the new wine and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd, and their life will be like a watered garden, and they will never languish again. Hallelujah. What a prophecy from Jeremiah. So tonight, I want to key in for just a moment on that very first verse. The Bible says this. Let me read it to you. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. I want you to notice five actions the Lord tells us to undertake from this verse. Number one, he says this, I want you to sing. The second thing he says, I want you to shout. I want you to also proclaim, praise, and the last thing he says, I want you to do is pray. Look at those again. Sing, shout, proclaim, praise, and pray. The prayer he prays here is, oh Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. We're going to key tonight, as we've been doing this, on number five. We're going to begin to take that part. We have shouted, we have sung, we have danced, getting ready for the wedding, the lamb, the wedding of Jesus and the lambs, as we get ready to go to heaven. We have danced before him. I was watching children, adults, and my goodness, something in me wanted to go out there, but something also held me back. And so it was something, and maybe it was the Holy Spirit or my wife. It was something was helping me at this point. The Apostle Paul says this about prayer and singing. He's both praise of both of these in Jeremiah 31. I want you to hear what the Apostle Paul says, because this will help us. The Bible says this, what is the outcome then? I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the mind also. I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with the mind also. Look at those phrases again. Pray with the mind and pray in the Spirit. Sing with the mind and sing in the Spirit. We're gonna do both tonight. We have done both. We're gonna pray with our mind for Israel. And I wanna say this to you tonight. We're gonna pray in the Spirit for Israel tonight. Praying with our minds. Let me help you with that for just a second. I want you to jot these down as we pray for Israel tonight. There's a number of things I want us to pray for. Number one, we are praying for Israel's salvation. If you're only going to pray one prayer, the best one to pray is the Apostle Paul. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. That is what the Apostle Paul says. We're praying for salvation. We're also praying for the release of the Holy Spirit upon Israel. The Bible tells us when you're praying for Israel, don't start focusing on political issues. There is, as we were hearing tonight from Solu, there are deals being brokered and things and peace treaties and all those things. But I think Zechariah gives us insight. As they were wanting to rebuild the temple, and it was a daunting project on how to, on bringing the presence of God back into Jerusalem. The only power that would accomplish this miracle in Israel would be the invisible power of the Holy Spirit. Not man's fingerprints, but God's hand upon the situation. This is what the Bible says. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. He goes on to say at the end of Zechariah, I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, that they will look on me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. They will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn. It is Israel having a revelation of the Messiah. It is Israel by the Holy Spirit is when he begins to come. And so we are praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're praying for salvation. We're also praying, this is important, Israel's acceptance of Jesus brings life to the world. I need you to understand that. I want to read to you an important scripture that I was reading it over these last few days that began to come alive. Because there's a prayer and an act, there's Israel, because of the Jewish people's acceptance of the Messiah, I believe it will be part of leading a worldwide revival. As God begins to move in Israel. Listen to these words. If their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, the Gentiles, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Folks, he was saying, you watch, when you see something happening in Israel, get ready for resurrection life to take place. There is something powerful about that. When you start to see Jews having the Holy Spirit begin to speak to them about a revelation of Messiah, they said that is the trigger switch for something that will happen globally. The life, the dead come back to life at that moment. God also commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that we take a stand for Israel because God wants to bless Jerusalem. And so we believe in David's exhortation in Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper those who love you. Pray for the Lord. I want to believe also a couple of other things. Just want to just kind of give you a constant list. Take a picture of this. This is helping you to pray with your mind for Israel. I want you to pray that the Lord would do the following in Israel, that he would show his mercy and favor to Israel in this appointed time. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, "You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to be gracious to her, for the appointed time has come." Also, gather. Let's pray that God would gather Israel to keep them as a shepherd keeps his flock. We read that in Jeremiah 31:10. We want to also pray, let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. This is what the Bible says in Psalm 129:5. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and be turned backwards. The Bible tells us that we are to pray that God would destroy and divide the tongues of those who would incite violence against Israel. Psalm 55:9, confuse, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. The Bible also tells us to pray that God would bring the counsel of the nations to nothing and to make their plans of no effect, those that rise up. The Bible says in Psalm 33:10, the Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. I am telling you tonight, any nation, any person that stands against God's people, it will be confounded and brought to nothing. I tell you that wholeheartedly from the scriptures. The Bible also tells us to pray that God would give peace to Jerusalem. That's Psalm 122:6. And we're also praying to turn the hearts of the people of Israel to trust in the name of the Lord for deliverance, not in chariots, not in horses or military might, but trust in the name of the Lord. That's what we're believing for tonight. I want you to listen carefully for just a moment as we get ready just to pray in just a second. As I started praying Saturday morning for this prayer meeting and believing and praying for Solu and our partners around the world, as I was praying for Karen Davis from Mount Carmel, from that God would use her, for Rebecca, our language channel translator, who you saw praying, Danny, the senior pastor, Sarah, who you're going to see in a second, and Solu, who have not only prayed but led us in worship. I felt the Holy Spirit as I was praying for them on Saturday, as they came into the sanctuary, as they prayed over the seats and prayed over the places that people would be. I have to tell you something that took place both in my apartment and believing that it was happening again today. I felt the Holy Spirit come upon me as I was praying for Israel. I felt the Holy Spirit come upon me as I was praying for leaders. As I was starting to pray in English, God used them, God used them. Folks, I'm telling you, it doesn't happen often. Immediately, something came upon me and I just started praying in the Holy Spirit. Something happened. I couldn't pray with my mind any longer. It was almost like a baptism that God goes, I'm pleased with this. I'm pleased with what you're doing. I'm pleased with this. And I just started praying in tongues. I knew for us to bless Israel first tonight would bring the favor of God. Israel, make no mistake about it. I want to be clear. I know around us there were the arrogant that would stand and protest against Israel, that would stand against this nation. And there are not only the arrogant, there is the ignorant believers that would not study the scriptures and that would even begin to stand against Israel. And I'm telling you, folks, we will not be moved by men's words, but we will be moved by God's word. We will stand with what God says. And so we will pray and take a stand for this, the precious people of God tonight that are very close to God's heart. Deuteronomy 32:9 says this, "For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him, he cared for him, and he guarded them as the pupil of his eye." I believe that what happened to me, I want you to listen to me carefully now. I believe what happened to me as I started praying for our partners around the world, as I started praying for Solu, as I started praying for the people of God, that the promise that I believe that I received as I was praying is that as you pray with your mind for the things that I brought out through the scriptures, praying for salvation, praying for a pouring out of the Holy Spirit, praying also for the peace of Jerusalem, praying that there would be that global revival as God would begin to make himself real, that we would see then the life, that death come back to life. As you're praying with your mind and you want more you desire more, I believe you will not be able to only pray with your mind, but I believe that the Holy Spirit will then fill you tonight. I believe the Holy Spirit will fill you to help pray for his people tonight. The Bible says in Romans 8:26, in the same way the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For when we do not know how to pray as we should, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. I love the way that the Passion Translation says it. For example, he says, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for, but the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. Something will happen tonight as you begin to take the apple of God's eye and begin to intercede for them with your mind. I believe then all of a sudden, like Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, that you will want more. You will want to intercede more. You will be moved to pray more. And I truly believe that it may be the very signal tonight that God will fill some of you with the Holy Spirit tonight, with a baptism of the Holy Spirit. There comes a moment when you don't know what to pray. There comes a moment you feel you have run out of things to say. There'll be a moment you will hear praying this week in Hebrew, Farsi, Arabic, Ukrainian, and Russian. And those are the moments. I'm telling you, get ready for a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Listen, there is something that God gave to me, and it's just simply this. It was the very end of the book of Job. Gio began to talk about it this morning a little bit. But it is a verse that I've held on to, and I feel like it is our promise. Job, it says at the end of Job, the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord increased all that Job had twofold. Listen to me. You won't even have to pray for the Holy Spirit. As you pray for Israel, God will go, I'll give this to you as you pray for my friends. As you pray for the friends of God, the Jewish people, God says, I will bless you. Job never prayed for his stuff to be brought back. God says, you pray for others, I'll take care of you. That we have had prayer meetings here. We prayed for healing. We prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We prayed for prodigals. We prayed for so many different things. But I'm telling you tonight, as we take these next four nights to pray for others, watch what God does for you. Watch what God pours out upon you. And most importantly, I'm believing that there is something powerful that will come from the Holy Spirit upon you. Because God will say, you're going to need more to pray for these people. You're going to need more to do that. I was listening and reading. I was reading something about the cross and the switchblade as we're getting ready to put together this Cross and the Switchblade musical. For those that don't know about the Cross and the Switchblade, it is really our roots. It's our legacy. Where in 1958, that a skinny Pennsylvania preacher saw a Life magazine cover, came to New York City to minister to the gangs, and who would have thought that God would begin not only to save gang members, but to save the worst of the worst, Nikki Cruz. Nikki gets saved, they get filled with the Holy Spirit, but they need something to start even beyond that. And they start Teen Challenge that has gone now to 110 countries around the world. And literally tens of thousands of drug addicts have found Christ and have gone through that year program, a Christ-centered program. There's not a psychologist, there's not a psychiatrist in there. The government even offered David Wilkerson money and said, we will fund every program if you let us put one of our government psychiatrists in the programs. And finally, they did this because they said to themselves, how in the world are all these drug addicts getting delivered and set free? And they started to do a study on Teen Challenge. And they started to ask and interview the drug addicts. They said, how is all this happening? And they found out that every one of them just kept saying, it's three things. It's Jesus in the morning. It's the Father, God the Father in the afternoon. And it's the Holy Ghost at night. We need that Trinity to come. And that's what began to take place. David Wilkerson wrote the book, The Cross and the Switchblade. And this is the part I wanted to share with you. He said, as he wrote the book, he said he was coming at the end and he gave it. It was a Jewish publisher said he heard the story and said that we'll publish this book. And the one thing that David Wilkerson was very hesitant about, because people were starting to support Teen Challenge, was the final chapter. If you look at the book, The Cross and the Switchblade, as it tells the story of David Wilkerson coming, gang members coming to Christ, and the miracles that took place and the founding of Teen Challenge. The very last chapter is on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And what was interesting was David Wilkerson wrote and said, I was afraid to put that in the book because I was afraid that it would turn people off, and especially this Jewish publisher here in New York City, that if I told them that these kids on 416 Clinton Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, that the only therapy they get is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he said no one will become a laughing stock and nobody would begin to believe that. He says at that time, as we wrote this book in the 60s, he said we as Holy Spirit filled people were not looked upon as part of the church. We were looked at as outcasts, as outliers. And so he was afraid to put it in there. I want to read to you what took place. He says, as we brought it to the publisher, he said, John and Elizabeth Sherrill, who helped him co-write the book, they brought it to this publisher. And the publisher said, I love everything you've written except the last chapter. And David Wilkerson knew that this was the reason. He says, do you believe in this tongue stuff? And David Wilkerson sheepishly said, he tells about this in his book. He sheepishly said, yes, I do. He says, then why don't you write with conviction about it? He says, I don't want one chapter in there. I want two chapters about this tongue stuff in the book. And he wrote two chapters on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he said, I got convicted that I tried to hold back, but it was the power that God was using to set these young men free. This is what he said. He said, as we wrote this, he said, we started to see how God used this book. He said, when it was first released in Europe, they took those two chapters out. It was the lowest selling copies of the book all over the world was in Europe because they took it out. We left it, he said, down in Central and South America, and millions sold. He said, I took it back from Europe. We rewrote it and put those two chapters back in there because we knew it was the power of the Holy Spirit that people needed at that time. And folks, I'm telling you, as I was praying for these nights, I felt the Holy Spirit was coming and helping me pray for Solu and helping me pray for our partners and helping me pray for the precious nation of Israel and the precious people of God. I believe not only tonight, but every night as we pray for the Middle East, as tomorrow night we release the Farsi channel to go into Iran to preach the gospel. I believe that when you don't know what to pray, ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I believe as we pray for Ukraine and Russia, this war that has taken the lives of literally a half a million people, 8 million refugees now all over Europe and around the world, and you don't know what to pray anymore for Ukraine and Russia, pray in the Holy Spirit. Believe that God will do something powerful. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe God will help you. There's something about what God does when you start beginning to connect the nations with the Holy Spirit. I want to close tonight as we get ready to pray. I'm going to ask Willie to come to the piano, and then we'll go ahead and get ready to pray. But I want to read to you Acts 2, and then I want to tell you a very personal story. The Bible says in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them as tongues of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the crowd came together and were bewildered because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, why are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born? It was this miracle from heaven that came down. A miracle came and began to baptize people. Somehow that God came and baptized and used the baptism of the Holy Spirit to help for the nations, to begin to have the nations hear about the great and glorious works of God. I want to tell you something personal. I don't think I've ever told this story, maybe personally, to a few people. I want you to stand with me as we get ready to pray. My grandparents immigrated from overseas here. Many of you know me as my last name, obviously, Delina, is Italian, and so many see me as Italian. But for you that don't know, I'm half Italian and half Russian. I've had grandparents come from Russia, and my grandparents came from Italy, landed in Ellis Island. But something was amazing. They landed there, and where I should have either been Catholic or Orthodox, God did something supernatural. Both of those families, the Russian family and the Italian family, instead of giving over to Catholicism or to Orthodoxy, to Greek Orthodox, they were both brought in through a number of situations. They were both brought in and cared for by Pentecostal families. And so I had my Russian side was in the Russian Pentecostal church. The Italian side was in the Italian Pentecostal church. The thing that some people know, they ask me how my mom met my dad. My mom told me, she said, all of us Russian girls, we like the dark-headed boys at the Italian church. And so we'd go to our church in the morning, and then we'd go to the Italian boys to meet them because we like the dark-haired boys, not the blonde-headed boys. And that's how my mom and my dad met. I'll tell you someday how God began to bring them together, but that's how it started. I never communicated with my grandparents. I didn't speak Russian and I didn't speak Italian. But they were both filled with the Holy Spirit. And my dad told me of a phenomenon. I was there in the kitchen but didn't understand what was happening. There were certain times that they'd bring the Russian side and the Italian side together. And they would sit there. Everybody spoke English. But something took place that my father told me about. And I remember them vividly doing this. But I didn't know what was taking place. My Russian grandmother was a prayer warrior. She would pray in Russian and cry out for 2 and 3 hours a day. My grandparents, my Italian grandparents, the same thing, prayer warriors. When they would bring the two sides together, what was amazing was Pentecost would take place. My Italian grandfather would speak to my Russian grandmother in Italian about the great things of God. My grandmother, my Russian grandmother, who didn't understand English or Italian, would just lift her hands and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And she would start to praise God in Russian and speak back to him in Russian. He would then lift his hands, who didn't understand English or Russian, only Italian, and he would lift up his hands as if he understood what was being said. My dad said they were speaking to each other in their language, but they understood that they were speaking about the things of God, that something was happening in that kitchen, that it was like a Pentecostal moment. They said they were speaking, and when it was all said and done, they all lifted their hands and just started to praise Jesus at that moment. I am telling you, when you bring the nations together, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need, folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, as we start to pray, starting tonight, as you start to pray for the nation of Israel, ask for a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Say, God, I just don't want to pray with my mind. I want to pray in the Spirit. I want to pray with the things that I know I'm supposed to pray for, but I want to pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. I want you to begin to pray that God would begin to do some powerful things, that God would begin to fill you. Pray with your mind tonight as we pray for Israel. Pray in the Spirit as we pray for the nation of Israel. You're going to be hearing languages over these days that you're not going to understand. You'll be participating with people all over the world, praying with them for their nation and for the church and for the congregations in those nations. And tonight, as we're going to pray with our minds, we're going to hear tonight that you're going to have Sarah Lieberman, who is really a worship leader all over Israel, leads in worship for those that are Jewish, those that are Arabs, and those that are Persian. And God has used her tremendously. Sarah is going to pray in Hebrew tonight. And then you're going to, that's praying in the Spirit. I'm going to ask you to pray. You don't have to understand. You can look at the subtitles, but pray in the Spirit. And then Matthew Washington is going to come up, and he is going to begin to pray in English for the nation of Israel. I want you to join. Pray with your mind. Pray in the Spirit. But the whole time, just ask God. Say, fill me to pray in the Holy Spirit. When I don't know what to pray, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Let me pray. Come on, lift your hands and just say, fill me, Holy Spirit. Come on, all over this place, just say, fill me, Holy Spirit. I'm praying right now that you would help me be an intercessor. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, God, that you would help us as we begin to intercede even more for the nation of Israel. As we begin to join with Sarah, as we begin to join with Matthew Washington, let the Holy Ghost come in a powerful way. We shall pray with our minds, and we shall pray in the Holy Spirit. When Solu leads us in worship tonight, we will sing with our minds, and we will sing in the Holy Spirit. God, tonight, don't let us be limited. Don't let us be limited by what some denomination tells us, that these things are not for today. We believe what the Word of God says. The Holy Spirit will come, and it's a promise for you and your children and your children's children. Oh God, fill us tonight with the Holy Ghost. Fill us tonight that we may pray effectively for your people, the apple of your eye. We stand for Israel tonight. We pray, oh God, save people tonight. We pray, send the Holy Spirit, oh God, not by might, not by power, but by your Holy Spirit. We're praying, God, Father, for that revival to take place, that global revival, that, Father, if their rejection allowed us Gentiles to come in, what will happen at their acceptance? Oh, hallelujah. The dead will come back to life. Hallelujah. And so, God, we're praying, oh God, let the Holy Ghost begin to give a revelation of the Messiah. And Father, we're praying for the peace of Jerusalem, the protection of Jerusalem. We're praying for your people tonight. God, we know man are trying to bring all types of treaties and trying to think that it's gonna come from Washington, D.C. It's gonna come from Jerusalem. It's gonna come if the Iranians do this. God, we trust in you. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. We will trust in the name of the Lord. So, oh God, tonight, work miracles. We stand with them tonight. Fill your people with the Holy Ghost tonight, that they would pray in power, that they would pray, Father, with their minds. They would pray in the Holy Spirit. Fill us, oh God, to pray and to be effective as we pray for the nation of Israel.